kick this off. Mike Dreitzer, thanks for joining us on the GGB podcast. It's good to get together with you. There's been so much going on with the company. We haven't had a chance to sit down, so I'm glad we have a chance to do that now.
Well, happy to be here, Roger. Always good to sit down with you and talk about our industry.
Ainsworth North America has been making some very important strides lately. You've opened a new state-of-the-art headquarters in Las Vegas, opened up some new markets and things of that nature. What does that mean for the company here in North America?
Well, obviously, it's an enormous step forward for us. We are very happy with how our building turned out. It's a 290,000 square foot facility. That means a couple of important things. Number one, I think it shows a commitment to the market in both North and Latin America in a way that is very profound and very visible, of course. With such a big building, it's hard to miss.
Sure.
And then operationally, it enables us to service our customers better. We can reduce turnaround time and reduce lead time and get things to customers in a scale that we've not been able to do. And in addition, I should add that, of course, in the building, with a building of this size, there's plenty of room for us to grow. So strategically, we look forward to be able to grow as our customers grow and to be able to service them better all the way through.
So you've got all the functions under one roof now, manufacturing and marketing and sales and all of that kind of thing.
Yes, full-service operation, start to finish. One of the things we're particularly excited about now is we have begun our development work here, that is design work. Up until recently, all of the game design had been done out of Sydney, and we've begun to create a studio here.
Great.
So we're very excited about that. And I should also note, as a follow-up to our acquisition of Nova, the Class 2 company that we closed in January, we run the Class 2 operations out of the Las Vegas facility as well.
Great. Now, you had a great announcement last week with Kelsey Allison joining the company. You know, anytime you can get a CEO from another company to come in as your sales VP, that's got to be something good. But I know you've gathered a lot of other people under your staff there that are excellent and a lot of experience. Is it important to get all those knowledgeable, experienced players, you know, inside the company?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at our slogan, experience counts, we firmly believe in that. And starting with the Australian team, certainly Danny Gladstone, our CEO, and the group around him have many, many decades of gaming. And then when they came to the U.S. to open up here a couple of years ago, I mean, they focused on experience, and they focused on playing the long game, right? It's a marathon, not a sprint. And one of the key aspects of the marathon is having the right people with the right experience mix. When Kelsey and I started talking about this, I should say, parenthetically, I've known Kelsey for many years. I worked with him back in the days of Progressive Gaming. Essentially, we broke in together in the late 90s, and so we've known each other quite a long time. And when the opportunity arose to bring Kelsey on board, I thought he really fit in quite well with our narrative. He has a great depth of experience, great knowledge base, very, very good with customers, a lot of solid relationships. And at the end of the day, our business is built on relationships. There's only a certain finite number of customers. And so Kelsey really understands that. And I think that him coming in to lead the sales group will help bring us to the next level. He joins and will lead an already very experienced and capable and talented sales team. And now we're strengthening our executive bench, and we're very happy to have him. And then generally speaking, we do look for people with experience at all levels. A lot of change happening in the industry. As we see every day, there's something new coming up. And so for us, that presents opportunities to potentially find people who can bring great experience to the Ainsworth table and help us collectively take this company to the next level.
Yeah, no question. There are a lot of talented people out there with the consolidation going on, so it's a good time to pick up talented people like Kelsey.
Absolutely, and there are others. We are, as I mentioned earlier, Roger, we're growing our development group, design and development group, and so that obviously takes time. and you got to find the right people for that. And so we're very selective because we're building this thing to last for the future. And so you have to find the right people who have the right mix of experience, but also ones who will fit in well with the Ainsworth culture and who will feel a great sense of pride and ownership about what we're trying to achieve here.
Sure, no question. You know, Ainsworth products have always gotten some traction right from the start just because of the reputation of your founder, Lynn Ainsworth. But recently you've had even more success. I was reading the Fantini Islands report this month, and you had a very healthy ship share in the second quarter some good market share, certainly in the tribal gaming area. What's really driving this?
Well, I think where it really starts and finishes, frankly, is content and having the product. Obviously, we talked earlier about people who have the experience, but really core to increasing your market share is having quality product that appeals to players that will continue, so that you'll continue to out-earn your market share and your floor share. To that point, we've been building and amassing a game library that now sits with more than 200 distinct titles. And so we're going to grow off that heritage. As I said earlier, we have always had a good development group out of Australia. Those games have performed well here, but now we have our first U.S.-based team, and we also have another design team with the Nova acquisition. So we're really starting to put together a bigger and bigger content pipeline. It's nice to have, when you talk about this content piece, you have to be able to have a large palette because players have different tastes. You can't just have games that have one profile of volatility or are a specific way. You have to have a big palette. So you have to be open up for new math models, new game features, new game types, and all of this positions us well for that.
Sure.
And then just to close, I think that another piece to this that's important is that our hardware has been very, very reliable. This 560 line, the A560 line, has performed very well, in particular the A560 SL, which is a 32-inch vertical cabinet. We've heard from a lot of people working floors that they don't know what the inside of our cabinet looks like because they've never had to open it.
Really?
So it's very reliable. A game can be great, but if it's not up 24/7, you're going to have some issues with it. But we don't have those sorts of issues. And now coming out, we're going to have a whole brand new range of cabinet with the A600 and the A640 at G3.
Sure, no question. Now, Ainsworth hasn't really emphasized branded, at least in participation games, in the past. Is that an ongoing strategy, or is that something you're reconsidering now?
We have dabbled, I'd say, in the branded stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We can do better at it, and we will do better at it. I think that you're going to see a more conscious and directed effort towards improving our performance and library in that space. So I think that that's something that we should be more in it. That, of course, as you know, that's a super competitive segment, and we better come with our A game, and I believe from the things you'll see at G2E and beyond that we are.
Okay, very much so. And I guess that's going to be in the front of your mind when you start developing this design team.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we've got some really interesting new premium titles coming out and some, things that I think will be seen as very compelling. I mean, we recognize that, for us, it's not about all the glitz and glamour and the Hollywood sort of stuff. We have experiences where we get games out and the workforces, and in many cases, Roger, we see games staying on the floor for, years and years. In fact, sometimes when we try to do trade-in, our customers find us and say, you can't pull that ambassador off the floor. we need it. So
yeah.
We've got a really good lifespan. We're workhorses, not show horses. But having said all that, I think you're going to see pretty interesting things on the premium side as we move forward, because that is a segment that we can improve our service, and particularly now with the U.S.-based team, we'll be able to step up our game in that regard.
Yeah, no question about that. Where does Ainsworth stand on the skill games issue? I know there's still a lot of confusion on how that's going to work and that kind of thing. Are you sitting back and waiting to see that what happens there, or are you really actively moving forward in that area?
We are moving forward, and in fact, there are some pretty interesting titles that are going to come out that have skill features for us.
Uh-huh.
I think that there's still some regulatory items that need to be settled in terms of the parameters of what you can and can't do.
Sure.
So there's some uncertainty there, but I think that that'll resolve itself. I think one of the challenges there is to make a skill game that has these elements that can also perform well on the floor, because anytime you add a skill element, it takes time, and if you take time away, you're reducing your spins per hour, so to speak. So I think you have to kind of marry the skill experience with the gaming experience, and that is, I know others, some are doing that and doing it well, but I think it's going to take some time for it to all unfold. But yes, having said that, we are doing some skill-based type games and features, and that's going to unfold, and we'll be revealing a lot of this in the coming 12 months.
Okay. Do you think that's going to appeal to the players of those video games that, you know, would be rewarded with as their skill level increased, whereas, you know, obviously you can't have them beat the game, so it's going to be a difficult balance there, I think.
Absolutely, it's going to be hard. I mean, you're talking about the younger demographic that you're trying to capture, the millennials, and I think it remains to be seen as to whether they'll play. I think, demographically speaking, the millennials typically don't have the share of disposable income to spend in gaming. So I don't know that they're the folks we per se are targeting anyway. But having said that, I think we always need to consider the customers and potential customers of the broad tent, and we need to have some pretty compelling offerings. But having said that, I still think, and one of the things that Ainsworth is built on from Len forward has been, people appreciate a good gamble, and they appreciate the opportunity to wager some money and then, win something significant. And if that's done right, there's something very timeless about that that I think transcends whatever generation we're talking about. So we'll still do some of the skill stuff, and we will move forward in that regard. But I think a lot of it is our core stuff is stuff that will always be with us and we'll continue to offer, because that's what players want.
Sure, no question. I mentioned earlier that you had a pretty good market share in tribal gaming, and I think that, again, probably goes back to the respect that Len had at his previous company. What do you do that really pleases, your customer in that world?
So, at the end of the day, tribal customers are like commercial casino customers in that they want, to maximize their floor. And so you've got to come to the table with a product that will do it. And so we've been very successful in tribal markets based upon the games and how they play. And so we've been very pleased with the results, and our tribal customers have been pleased, and therefore we've been driving up market share. I will add that now that we're in the Class 2 business, that's different in that, tribes are Class 2 is still out there as a very viable segment. In fact, it's growing a little bit, and the tribes like to have that, and there's a sovereignty aspect to it. There's a tax aspect to it. They don't pay taxes for the Class 2 games.
Right.
And so, it really has solidified not only our position as a vendor in tribal gaming, but as a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to do a lot more to get involved in tribal communities and tribal concerns. And we have hired a gentleman, I'm sure you know, Russ Witt.
Sure, oh yeah.
To be our director of Class 2 gaming operations. Russ sits as a member of the National Indian Gaming Association. He's an associate member,
mm-hmm.
and has really helped us to understand the partnership aspects and what we need to do to get more deeply involved within not only tribal gaming, but tribal communities generally. And so we realized that, we don't just want to be seen as a vendor to tribal gaming. It's important that we be seen as a partner. And another thing, too, circling back to the building, with these facilities, we're able to do certain events and host many things. And we've offered up, for example, our building to National Indian Gaming Association to do some trainings here and whomever else might need it. So we really want to be good and responsive partners in tribal gaming. But it starts with the games, but we're not just a vendor. We really want to be part of the green of the fabric of the tribal. mobile gaming community, and that requires engagement on many levels. And it's a bit newer to us, but we're up to it, and we certainly, you know, have been grateful for their interaction with us and their involvement with us, and we just want to make those relationships stronger over time.
Sure, and I'm sure the purchase of Nova has really helped because they were embedded in that market. And I guess, do they bring a lot of the game design for Class 2 games to the table as well?
They do, yes. We have been very happy with that acquisition. It's been very successful. They've brought a lot to the table. It gave us a great development team and lots of individuals with great knowledge of that market. And I should note that the integration is complete. Everything's running really well, and we've been able to mix and match so that titles developed on the Nova platform can be used in our cabinets, and we really are giving a more broad offering because of it. And just generally, the library keeps growing, a lot of that due to the work being done by the Class 2 team we acquired from Nova, so we're very happy with the acquisition.
Great. Yeah, I know sometimes that's a challenge when you try to blend two platforms together, and it sounds like you did it pretty quickly.
Well, you know, I can only imagine what some of the larger integrations were and what they took with hundreds and thousands of people. I mean, this was an integration that was around 30 people.
Yeah.
And it in and of itself was pretty significant and time-consuming because you want to get it right, and you want to think and rethink and make sure that all the pieces are fitting together. So it was still a pretty significant undertaking just with the 30 people, but now that we've done it, we feel very good. In fact, we just finished the Oklahoma Indian Gaming Association show a couple weeks back, and each showed all of our newer titles now available across multiple of our boxes, and the reception was great. I think we really got the integration right, which was important that we do.
Great. Well, you know, this is probably a little above your pay grade, but, you know, Novomatic recently purchased the majority of shares in Ainsworth when they bought Lens majority ownership. Obviously, Novomatic's the dominant company in Europe. So what does that bring to the table in terms of how you view, you know, your job here in North America?
So, we do going forward when the transaction closes, which parenthetically will be, we hope, within the next 12 months. We anticipate a lot of benefits of the two companies working together. There's many ways that we can help one another. If you look at the geographic map, obviously Novomatic is very, very strong in Europe as well as Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
We have, of course, have strength in Australia, and we've been getting stronger in North and Latin America. So it fits together pretty well as a sort of a two companies working together globally. And we anticipate a lot of benefits across games and things that we will look to see, you know, how they make sense. But very excited about that. For now, things are business as usual. And one of the nice things is that they've committed to keep Ainsworth as Ainsworth moving forward. And that's been well documented in the information in the financial community in Sydney. Leading up to the approval vote. And so, we are very excited over time to figure out how to work together. But for now, we've got the G2E coming up. We've just begun our fiscal 2017 in July, and we have a lot of work to do. And so we're going to, you know, keep moving forward. And at the right time, about a year hence, hopefully, when the approval is final and the regulatory jurisdictions have weighed in and given the go-ahead, then we'll look for ways to work together to move forward. So all good things for us moving forward. We're very excited about the opportunities in the market, and we look forward to the G2E next month by now.
That's right. Getting close.
Certainly we'd like to have you come by the booth and take a look and visit with some folks and see what we're so excited about. But it's a new Ainsworth, right? Very excited about our opportunities here, and we're ready to take things, to the next level.
Great. Well, it's an exciting time for your company, Mike. You know, with the new building and the new products you're putting out there, I can't wait to see what's going on. I certainly want to see the building when I come back to Las Vegas. I just saw it from the highway as it was being built. It looks like a fantastic structure. So it's got to be exciting to be in there and to be looking at the future for Haynesworth.
Well, yeah, we, again, very much looking forward to that future. And it's going to be built on product and people, as most great businesses are.
Right.
Roger, always a pleasure to talk with you, and would welcome the opportunity to host you out here to give you a tour around. And then we have some pretty exciting things planned for our booth, both in terms of content and, frankly, the booth itself. So it'll be a, sort of a very much a large statement for us. So we're excited about that. And, we look forward to, although there are challenges in the marketplace, no doubt, we feel very much up to them, and we're going to take the same thing to the next level.
Well, great. Well, thanks for the time, guys. This worked out very well. I appreciate it.
Thank you.